It's now 8:22 and 68 degrees here with Lori Dubose as we welcome Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Lori.
Glad to have you. The first Friday of most every month, especially now before and after the pandemic. Getting back to schedule and getting back to activities like the White Linen Night we just talked about. Yes. As well as First Friday Art Walk tonight. Let's start with tonight's activities.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and let's remind everybody, if you want to, you can log on and look with us, esartcenter.com, and then you can look at the pictures and the artwork that we're going to. So we will go to...
Yeah, so you'll go visit. To visit, exhibits, and then visit, current exhibits.
Visit, exhibits, and current. Yeah. And there we are to Art then, Walk Update.
And we've got a shout out to our sponsor this month. It's Alabama Credit Union. We have a sponsor every month for Art Walk, and that allows us to help us put on with the refreshments and live music each month.
So right.
We always want to thank our sponsors. Thank you, thank you. Our first artist tonight comes from Baton Rouge, and her name is Billy Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Exactly.
Love it.
And she was born in New Orleans, and she is the oldest of six children who are all musicians and artists. So big artist family, of course, especially if you're living in New Orleans. There's a lot of rich history there, lots of culture. And you can definitely see that in her work. She is a painter, and her works range in size from about 2 or 3 feet to up to like 5 to 6 feet. They're huge pieces.
I'm not sure I have the words to describe it. It's abstract. It's primitive.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, primitive is a good word. She is known for like her mark making is what she calls it. So basically, she doesn't start out with a painting in mind. She just starts just putting paint on the canvas and just works around it. And basically, a lot of her pieces look very almost like floral in nature, but not like traditional floral. Like if all the paintings are in the gallery right now and you feel like you're in this huge garden, because it's just the mark making is just like, it looks like you're in a big field of wildflowers, basically. It's really cool. Because the ones on the website, like, there's a lot of ones with, like, that do have kind of, like, more subject matter. But, like, the ones in the gallery are just, it's just this huge, like, wildflower scene.
Collectively
basically.
Hanging really all together.
Cool.
Okay. So you might
really
want to buy several pieces of hers instead of just one.
Yeah.
To give that feng shui.
Feng shui?
I don't know.
But I got to meet her in person the other day when she dropped off her work, and she said that her studio is basically like this huge, almost like shed in the middle of her garden. And she's just amongst all these wildflowers. So she basically paints that what's all around her. And it's just really interesting to hear.
Okay. So we look forward to seeing Billy Bourgeois. Mm-hmm. And she's there for May and June.
Yes. So we've got both of our exhibits. They're going to be open for 2 months. So they'll have 2 receptions.
Okay.
So if you can't make it tonight, you can make it next month as
This is one I really enjoy. The Watercolor and Graphic Art Society of Mobile.
And unfortunately, we don't have pictures on our website.
Oh, no.
But we do have their website linked to ours. But it's because we don't know what's coming until it comes into the exhibit.
So you're going to be hanging art today.
Exactly.
Tonight.
We started yesterday and we are finishing this morning.
I thought I was last
today.
Minute Lori
exactly.
Here.
Yeah. We roll off festival and we are right into hanging an exhibit. So it is new. They'll be announcing, they have a selection of award winners as well that they do as a society. They induct new members into the society tonight, so you'll actually get to see for the first time their prospective members that they bring in. And it's a selection of probably about 40 or so pieces, ranging in size, watercolor, graphic arts, and graphic arts could entail pastel mediums, pencil, colored pencil mediums.
Okay, getting ready to ask you what
exactly,
was graphic
exactly.
arts.
Exactly, exactly. So it's all different types, different mediums. But it's a fantastic show. Lots of different subject matter. And then our sales gallery just changed out as well. I just put that on the wall Tuesday afternoon, so pictures coming soon for that one as well.
So, and this is where the members of the Eastern Shore Art Center can display and sell their work.
Correct, and that changes out every other month. So you, as a member of the Art Center, you can bring in one piece every other month, and when it sells, you can bring in a replacement piece. So it's a great opportunity for you to get your art out there in the field for people
okay.
to see.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And then downstairs, we actually, I don't have that on the website yet. We've got we moved out Charlie Lucas, that was a part of our Knoll collection of Alabama art. And as a sneak peek for White Linen Night, we're going to have all of our silent auction items that will be available for bid. Those are going to be downstairs so you can actually see them in person. And we will have information on how to bid. It's going to be virtually like it was for Art Squared that we had last year during
right.
the summer. It's an online platform, and so even if you don't come to the event, you can still bid on the silent auction items as well, so
okay.
you don't have to bid.
So tonight,
buy a ticket.
Art Walk, 6 until mm-hmm. 8 p.m., no admission, open to the public.
Correct.
No mask required? Or
no mask required.
Requesting?
We do encourage them, but it is not
okay.
required.
And you've got music this time?
Music. We do have Kathy Brumbeck. She's going to be on the piano.
Okay, lovely.
And she may be bringing someone else with her as well.
Okay, so music, refreshments, mm-hmm. and lots of art. If you can't make it, the Art Center's open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 5.
That's right.
Now, tonight, you'll be able to bid on auction items that will be at the White Linen Night. So tell
Correct.
Us again about that.
Yes, yes, yes. So White Linen Night, we're going to have two auctions, a live art auction and a silent auction that's going to be online. But you can start bidding early for the silent auction, and it's going to be an online platform. That you can go in today if you wanted to, create a free account, and start bidding on some of those pieces. We have about 50 pieces online right now that you can start bidding on. And it ranges in sculpture, painting, ceramics, photography. And that website is www.event.gives/white linen night.
We can find that on your site, right?
Exactly, okay, exactly. And
because White Linen Night is a major fundraiser that was interrupted by the pandemic.
Exactly.
And it's back. So it should be the fourth annual, but it's the third annual. I went to the second one, and it was so much fun. We found, you know, white something.
Yeah,
I think I may not have had all linen on, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a catchy name.
Exactly.
And lots of folks are wearing white, but it's certainly not required.
Yes.
Because this time you've got like a 1940s twist to it, Sinatra-era feel, so folks might dress differently for that.
Yeah, exactly. You could probably pull out some color tonight, or on next Thursday if you wanted to. But we're gonna have a Sinatra era feel to it. We're gonna have Swing City 6 featuring Doug Bro as live music that night. We're gonna have food from Guido's. They may do some sort of like stylish menu in conjunction with the night. I've got some pictures online too from years past where our attendees, you know, are showing off their outfits and the food and auction that we had that night. And all of the proceeds go to benefit our art center programming. So this is a fundraiser for us. So if you do see the ticket price and it seems kind of steep, that's why. It's a fundraiser for us.
And it is next, May 13th.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Things are going so fast.
Yeah, the Eastern Shore Art Center is a nonprofit.
Right.
It's funded in part by the city of Fairhope and by other donations, grants, membership, etc. So
exactly.
Y'all really gotta fight tooth and nail
every
dime you have, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. And we have a list of our sponsorships too on that list too, and you can see there's a lot of them because it takes a lot to put on events like this. You know, and then we have in kind too, but like the financial sponsors are what help us put on these events, and we are very, very grateful for them. And we have WABF on there
because
they help us with our advertising,
and we thank them big
time.
All right.
And I don't know if you've ever been to La La Land. It's a local boutique. They do mid-century modern furniture and wares, and they're going to have kind of a vignette set up inside one of our galleries as well with some
Very
furniture.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting. So definitely come out to see that and come support the Art Center. And check out our website. We always have stuff going on. Like Lori said, we've got White Linen Night, but we also have our academy. So we have our workshops and classes coming up. We've got our art camps for the kiddos. They start in June and they run through July, and they are selling out like crazy. So if you want to sign those kids up for art camps, the pottery, I think, is completely sold out. So we were looking at, like, how can we add on to the end of the semester?
Right.
To get more people into that class. But we've got definitely a huge variation of visual arts and other classes, so check that out.
esartcenter.org, so you can find the class schedule for adults and children.
Yes.
And summer activities, and then membership to the Art Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, membership, we have different levels, starting off with our individual level. It's $40. And then we have a family membership where you can have multiple people in a membership. And the one that I usually like to promote is if you're an artist and you want to get yourself out there, that level of membership is going to be the best because you can participate in our annual open show, juried show, our sales gallery that we were talking about earlier. You get discounts on classes. So if you're intimidated about getting into the art field, you can get into a class, learn more about your field. There's tons of different things. Our festival, if one of our artists wants to participate in the festival, you get a discount on a booth space. You can put stuff into our gift shop as well. So many opportunities out there. So definitely come out and support the Art Center as far as membership.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Y'all are busy. and we haven't even...
I know.
Did you get a break between...
I don't feel like I did.
...this and the festival? I know. A lot of folks don't realize they wander around Fairhope that there are two art shows, and one of them is the Art Center's annual outdoor show. You had, 90-something vendors?
We had 90 vendors, and we cut that down this year from 130, mm-hmm. I feel like, so we could spread the booths out a little bit further and have some space for the crowd to meander. And I will say, I want to say a huge thank you to the City of Fairhope and our patrons and supporters because our artists came to us with such positive comments saying that this was to date some of their highest sales that they have ever had and the best show that they have ever had in a very, very long time. COVID excluded, this is the best show that they've ever had. So
that's great.
I want to say a big thank you to our visitors.
And there was some chatter on social media. The Fairhope Festival limited to Alabama artists only this year, which I think was very cool.
Right.
And different, but y'all did not.
We did not. We had some from Ohio, Virginia, Georgia. We had some people from Minnesota, Michigan. These people are all over the place putting their stuff out. So we had them from all over the country. And they were very thankful to be here. This is some of their first shows since last March. So very excited to have them and host them.
Well, thank you, Adrian. Anything else?
I don't think so. I feel like I've rattled off
everything. You need a vacation.
I know. I need a little
vacation. Take my advice. Exactly. I'm getting ready to take one. I think you need one too.
That'd be good.
Meanwhile, the First Friday Art Walk tonight, 6 until 8, free at the Eastern Shore Art Center. We're open as well. Lots of places downtown are open. And we encourage you to come see us between 5:30 and 8:30. We do that so you have time to go to more than one place. Our guest author is Deborah McDonald. Jubilee Sunset Romance is a book set in here so we can read places we know. And it's
that's exciting.
Romance and mystery, and it's one of a series. It's the first of a series. In her Over the Bay series.
Nice.
So excited to meet her. She'll be here on Swap Shop. She'll be here tonight. And we invite you to come by as well. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Adrian Clough, Marketing Director for the Eastern Shore Art Center. If you missed...